A rocky week in American politics, dominated by fallout from President Trump's firing of his FBI director, we decided to kick off this hour by looking overseas at how presidential politics are playing out in some other capitals around the world. We'll head to Iran in a moment. That country's about to vote on a new president. But we begin in France, where, as of today, Emmanuel Macron is President Macron. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has been out and about in Paris, watching his inauguration and speaking to the French about their new leader, the youngest, by the way, since Napoleon Bonaparte.
Emmanuel Macron walked up a red carpet at the Élysée Presidential Palace Sunday morning as a military guard played on. He was greeted by outgoing President François Hollande. The two shook hands warmly before disappearing together in a handover tête-à-tête, where such secrets as the country's nuclear codes are passed from old president to new. The French watched it all unfold live on television. Shopkeeper Pascal Sauge says Macron's election is a big and important change for France.
He's clever. He's funny. He's young. So it's very interesting to see how the old France will manage with that.
Macron soundly beat far-right leader Marine Le Pen in the runoff last week with 66% of the vote. He has taken the country by storm. Brand new to politics, Macron had no party apparatus behind him, but it didn't seem to matter. He marched to victory with the support of regular people who were tired of the entrenched political establishment. Macron's next big challenge will be to win a majority in the French parliament in legislative elections in June, though his new party, République en Marche, or Republic on the Move, doesn't have any seats yet. It does have hundreds of eager candidates ready to run. Retired nurse Christian Goulet says this in itself is amazing.
J'ai confiance.
I really believe in him because he is building his party with regular people to run for the parliament, not professional politicians. And half of them are women. It's really great. It's a total renewal.
Inside the Élysée Palace, Macron was presented with the Legion of Honor necklace, a massive gold chain and medal representing the French presidency. In his first address to the nation, Macron said the world needs a strong France.
Le monde.
Europe and the world more than ever need a France that is sure of its destiny, one that carries its values and the voice of liberty and knows how to invent the future with audacity.
Macron said with the help of the French people, he would turn the economy around and restore French confidence. French power, he said, is not declining, but about to be reborn. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
To